The girls will play. Jackie Britton's in the house. What's up, Pats fans? Welcome to Totally Patriots.
And we've got a huge show for you. Take a look at what's coming up.
The Pats showed up last Sunday and blew out the Bengals. Now the team is ready to head to Buffalo to take on the Bills. But first, Casey Walker is new in New England, but it's already been quite the ride.
The past 2 weeks, you've seen complete polar opposite games. What did you learn about this organization, about the way the team rebounded?
They bounced back quick, real quick.
And we know Jerron Harmon isn't afraid to make big hits, but can he hit the high notes?
In the shower, I feel like I'm Chris Brown. I woke up like this.
Plus, we've seen guys like Steven Ridley looking like a transformer on the field. Style points are only one part of the helmet, and Professor Fritz is breaking it all down.
That's a hardy helmet. Quite a recipe for protection.
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. So last Sunday, the boys did amazing during Sunday Night Football. It was quite the game to watch, and we're used to that kind of action from them, crushing their opponents. Let's check in with my girl Jackie over in the hall for a little bit of Pats chat.
Thanks, Ashley. I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, joined by a group of students from Peabody High School. And guys, please give me a warm welcome in welcoming defensive lineman Casey Walker to the stage. Have a seat, get comfortable. Guys, are you guys excited? Is this fun?
Yeah.
They don't sound very excited. Are you excited?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, well, your first game that you played in as a Patriot was this past weekend against the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. And let's be honest, handing them a pretty brutal loss, how exciting was that for you?
Oh, yeah, it was huge, especially for me because it's my first real NFL game.
Right.
Since I was on practice squad with the Panthers and the Patriots pulled me up, so it was my first NFL game.
And what did you think? I mean, the crowd was really intense as well. Did anything surprise you about the crowd?
Oh, no. You know, it's New England. You know, it's a winning program. So with that comes good fans. You know, so the crowd was into it, and I love it. That's for defense.
Well, I've got to say, the past 2 weeks, you've seen complete polar opposite games. What did you learn about this organization, about the way the team rebounded?
They bounced back quick. Real quick, you know, they let the past be the past and move forward. You can't dwell into the past, and if you do that, you can't move forward.
Well, you're a Texas guy. You're from the South. What's one thing maybe that you miss the most from home?
The heat.
Really? Okay, yeah.
It's freezing up here.
Yeah, and it hasn't even gotten to wintertime yet, right?
Nah,
yeah.
I'm freezing.
Well, what's something about yourself that maybe some guys don't know about you, or maybe that you'd like to share with the students here? Something unique that a lot of people wouldn't guess about you?
I cut hair.
You cut hair?
I cut hair.
Anybody in the audience need a haircut today? No? I mean, I would let you try mine, but I'm not going to go that far. Well, as a barber, have you cut any of the hair from the guys in the locker room? Have you cut any of your teammates' hair?
One in Carolina.
Okay.
But here, no.
You're developing that trust with the guys?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to get on the defensive lineman. You got to get to know them pretty well before you cut their hair?
Of course, of course. Well, I don't have any clippers out here. All my stuff is in Dallas.
Oh, it's not hard to find that up here, man.
Yeah, I know.
You can do that easy.
I've only been up here for like a week and a half.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we will be back with more questions from the students of Peabody High School. That'll be it for now.
From the hall all the way to the lab, let's check in with Professor Fritz for How'd They Do That.
How'd They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Riddle me this, Batman. What has a mask on it but doesn't go trick-or-treating?
The football helmet!
What a work of innovation, art, technology, passion, and plastic. But you know, it wasn't always made of plastic. As a matter of fact, when the NFL began, guys didn't even wear helmets. Can you believe that? What a shot to the noggin that is. Oh, but not today. Today it's all about the protection of the athlete. Let's look at the helmet and see how it's become what it has today.
There are two main types of hits to the helmet, linear hits and rotational hits. Linear hits are direct hits on the helmet, where rotational hits are glancing blows that rotate the head. When designing a helmet, there are two main things to consider, reaction and adaptation. New advances in the technology of the helmet have made it possible to tackle both concepts. Let's start from the outside and work our way in. Today's helmet is made out of many materials. Here's a rough breakdown of the ingredients. The majority of the helmet is made from polycarbonate. This is because it is an extremely durable material that helps deflect impact injuries while still remaining lightweight. You know, the first football helmet wasn't made out of plastic or any hard material. 100 years ago, an Annapolis shoemaker made the first helmet out of leather. Can you believe that? I might as well put my shoe to my head. Actually, yeah, this might be more protective. Helmets today have an inner suspension system. Under the outer shell is a shock bonnet. A shock bonnet cradles the skull and allows the hard shell to move independently from the head, thus resulting in fewer damaging rotational forces because the hard shell is able to move independently from the head, deflecting the hit before it reaches the brain. What is a shock bonnet, you may ask? Hey, what is a shock bonnet? Hey, I just asked. A shock bonnet is made up of adaptive shock absorbers. Shock absorbers are made of thermoplastic. Every shock absorber has a hole in it. And upon impact, the shock absorber releases air to match the energy of the hit. The harder the shock absorber is hit, the more turbulence is built up in the cell, and the appropriate amount of air is released to minimize the hit to the brain. Some helmets even have a strapping system that runs the length of the helmet. This provides a custom fit, which keeps it on the head better. That's a hardy helmet, quite a recipe for protection. You know, even crazier than football players not wearing helmets is that this new technology was inspired by saline model. Oh, he's so simple yet so genius. That's right. Researchers found that the more you squeezed it, the stiffer it became. So simple yet so genius. Genius. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. I'm going to go put some in my eye.
Coming up on Totally Patriots... Chef Mike and Ash take the heat right out of Buffalo.
I made my own buffalo sauce.
I should have worn my hair up for this. We're going to get messy.
Bronx bite.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose Pump Up Playlist. Ever wonder what your favorite Patriots players listen to? Make sure you check out Patriots.com this season for new Bose Pump Up Playlists.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. We are still inside the hall with Casey Walker, and now it's time for the students to ask some questions, and we're going to kick things off right here.
When did you get your first tattoo, and what was it?
My first tattoo was I got two Joker faces on my chest, Smile Now, Cry Later. That was freshman year college.
Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Alicia Keys.
Really?
Yeah.
She's still your celebrity crush?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the singing or the look or what is it about her?
The whole nine.
All right. So she's a 10. All right.
As a lineman, how much food do you have to consume daily?
Oh, that's a good one.
To be honest, not that much. I'm a pescatarian, so that means I only I eat fish, fruits, and vegetables. So I don't eat chicken, beef, or pork. I don't eat any meat products like that. So not that much. I eat three meals a day like y'all.
Really? No beef? Is that what you said?
No chicken, beef, or pork.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So where does most of your protein come from then? I'm just curious.
Eggs, beans. I drink protein shakes.
How many eggs do you eat in one sitting?
I don't know if it's scrambled. I just get a couple of scoops full.
Okay. All right. Anybody else over here have some questions?
What's your favorite thing to do off the field?
My favorite thing to do, well, besides sleep, I don't know. I'm kind of a laid-back person. So, if I'm at the house, I chill and just watch TV. I'm not much of a gamer. So, it's just watch TV.
What are some of your favorite TV shows maybe that are out right now?
I'm a 90s kid, so I like the old episodes of Martin and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, stuff like that.
Wow, really old school.
Yeah.
Anything on TV right now that you like to watch?
The Walking Dead.
Okay.
I'm
we
excited
have any
for
Dead
Sunday.
Fans in here? Yeah?
Yeah, there you go, Sunday.
Did you play any sports growing up besides football?
Yeah. I played football, baseball, soccer. Not too much of basketball. I played basketball in eighth grade. I did play golf. My grandpa started me off playing golf at 5. So I knew how to play golf, but that was boring. You know, you got to be quiet and everything. I needed something with some excitement so I can run around.
Yeah, a little different atmosphere
yeah.
when you're playing football.
Do you have any pregame rituals?
I eat oatmeal. And then that's about it. And that's pretty much it, man. I just get into that mind frame of I got to go out here and turn into a beast on the field. So that's it.
So eat your oats, pretty much, is what you're saying.
Basically.
Right? Even for an 8:30 game, you'll have oatmeal that late at night?
I have oatmeal.
Okay, that's not too oatmeal. Outlandish, I guess.
Yeah.
Any other, like, superstitions? Like, you've got to put your left shoe on first?
I have to start with my left foot. I put my left sock on first, and then my right, and then my left shoe, and then my right shoe.
Okay. What kind of music do you like to listen to when you're kind of getting yourself pumped up? Are you more chill kind of music?
I'm an underground guy. So being from Texas in the South, and so I listen to a lot of guys that folks don't know nothing about.
Well, guys, give Casey Walker a round of applause. Thank you very much, Casey, for joining us.
Still ahead, Daron Harmon gets tilted.
I wouldn't say I'm the piano man, but I can definitely do a few things on the piano.
Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. This week, the Patriots are heading out to Buffalo to take on the Buffalo Bills and maybe take on some Buffalo wings. It's no surprise the town is known for their hot sauce wings, but Chef Mike is spicing things up just a little bit more this week. Check out what he and Ash are up to in the Gridiron Grub.
Gridiron Grub is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in.
Hey Pats fans, I'm back with Chef Mike. So we're headed to Buffalo this week. We're gonna take on the Bills. I know a few things about Buffalo. One being, it homes Rob Gronkowski. Every girl loves Gronk, so you know cool. what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so what are we gonna cook in honor of playing Buffalo?
All right, so Buffalo wings.
Why not? I should've worn my hair up for this. We're gonna get messy.
We are gonna get a little messy, but it's all right. So we're gonna do two types. First type is traditional, you know, buffalo sauce. Everybody knows it, loves it. So I did some wings over here. I pre-basted them a little in sauce. It's just hot sauce, butter, and vinegar. So what I'm gonna do is just take them and put them in this bowl right here. And so I got the sauce right here. I'll do a little pour over.
Yum.
Beautiful. And then we'll just do a little tossing.
Ooh.
Ooh, careful.
Yeah.
I won't get splashed. That's it.
All right.
That's done. So we got another type too. Some breaded pieces right here.
You made this for the ladies.
Yeah, little nuggets.
That's very clean.
Yeah, exactly. No bones. So I'm going to do my own honey mustard sauce, which is very simple. It's just whole grain mustard. And put that in this bowl right here. Got a little mayonnaise. Put that also in the bowl right there. And I got a tablespoon and a half of honey. I like it sweet.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really good. So then you just put that all in there. Mix it all together.
I just want to eat the sauce.
Do you?
It looks so good.
It is pretty good. I'm not going to lie. So just put that right over. It's kind of thick.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's going to coat the nuggets really well.
Whew, you're good at that.
Yeah, had a little practice. Do this. Just toss them around a little bit more. Really get them covered. so
yep. We're
ready to go.
All right, Chef Mike, you try the honey, I'll try the buffalo.
Sounds good.
Should we cheers?
Should we?
All right. Mmm. Touchdown yet again. And in honor of Gronk, Gronk Spike.
Last week, defensive back Daron Harmon had a huge play in the fourth quarter, recovering a loose ball, turning it over, and yet giving the Patriots another opportunity to score. Now, when he's not recovering fumbles, what's this DB up to? Let's find out in Tilted.
If I was stranded on a desert island, the three things that I would definitely have to have with me, one is my son. I would take him with me. A piano. Probably some water. I wouldn't say I'm the piano man, but I can definitely do a few things on the piano. I think everybody sings in the shower. I think when you're in the shower, I feel like I'm Chris Brown, but when I get out of the shower, I know I'm not, so I keep it directly in the shower and in the shower only. I even sing a little Beyonce here and there. I woke up like this. I definitely did get picked on by my older sister. She did make me wear heels one time, and I wasn't too happy. I was crying when she made me do it, but I knew if I didn't do it, it'd be repercussions, so I did it anyway.
What?
My favorite TV show is Scandal. Kerry Washington is one of my celebrity crushes, but the ultimate celebrity crush of mine is Christina Milian. Yeah. The only phobia I really have is I like everything to be in the same spot that I put it. My helmet has to be right here. My cleats have to be right here. My toothbrush has to be in the same spot. I like everything in the same spot so I can know exactly where it is. My go-to midnight snack is probably Scooby-Doo fruit snacks. Feast on those and then just head on right to sleep. If I could go anywhere and I had hundreds of millions of dollars, I would try to figure out if I could set something up with NASA and try to go to the moon.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Two things for you, Jackie. First off, thank you for filling in for Romeo.
You know what? This is a lot of fun. Romeo might have to fight me for his job back.
I think so. Girls always do it better. Yeah. Secondly, last weekend, I commanded the Pats fans. I was like, we have to show up. We have to be loud. And they listened to me.
Oh, they listened to you for sure. It was so loud. I couldn't even hear the whistles blowing. But really a great game for the Patriots, one that they needed, clicking on all cylinders. In the air, on the ground. Darrell Revis was able to shut down A.J. Green. Always good to see Rob Gronkowski back in the end zone. Certainly a good game.
Yeah, you know your sports, girl. Romeo's definitely in a little bit of trouble. So the guys are on the road. They're going to take on the Bills. Yeah. I know you travel with the team. Any inside gossip for me?
I will say on the plane, the food is phenomenal. And really hoping for some of those buffalo wings. That would be a good little surprise.
Not too many. All right, that's going to do it for Jackie and I at Patriot Place. We'll see you next week.
By Brady, looking to throw, fires down the middle, open receiver, sitting down at the 40, Brandon LaFell, 20 yards on a first down completion. Pumps right, throws down the middle, open receiver, right, has it at the 25.
Perfect pocket right there.
Baxter from his right. Runs up the middle. Runs across the 10. Angles left and hits the deck with a slide inside the 8.
And look at Brady pop up.
Tom drops back. Pocket hold. Throws to Kroc. Across the middle. Breaks a tackle. Across the 30. Left side line 20. Gronkowski takes the spill at the Bengals 16-yard line.
Oh, and then he throws
the ball. What a fitting way for Tom Brady to reach 50,000 yards passing in his career with a strike to Rob Gronkowski and a first down for New England. Brady with a playmaker Ridley. Throws down the middle. Catch is made by White. Oh. Tumbling in. Touchdown. Patriots.
Guess who's back?
Brady fakes the screen to Edelman. Throws downfield up the left seam for White. A load with a catch, and then he's taken down across the 45. Throws down the middle for Gronk at the 5. Out of a tackle into the end zone. On his feet with a touchdown for the Patriots.